put the vision on this one, we'll never open it.
I agree.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah. What's the distance on it? Is it
the Thrive program recently moved to its own permanent home. So recently, in fact, that the clinic is still figuring out the placement of eye charts and evaluations for its patients. The project started last spring, but is ramping up its operations now that it's moved to one of the Carolina Point medical buildings off Farrington Road. Thrive comes from a grant and fundraising that will last at least a decade, with it evaluating and scheduling outpatient therapy for veterans who may be suffering from mild to moderate traumatic brain injuries. Dr. Sean Kane is the program's chief medical officer and is a veteran himself, having served for 27 years in the U.S. Army.
A traumatic brain injury, a TBI, is an event. And that is a one-time event that, you know, is very different. So that's one of the challenges, is that no two are alike. Being a part of that event is important because there's obviously other psychological, mental health aspects to the whole event. But it's then really focusing on the deficits and the impact that that had on that individual patient, because they're not the same.
The Thrive program guides veterans across North Carolina and the country through a unique evaluation process here in Chapel Hill, having the person undergo several intensive checks in the span of 72 hours. Veterans who reach out do individual assessments with a dozen specialists, a critical first phase of their treatment. Jason Mihalik, who is the co-director of the Gefeller Center, says this range of sessions allows the Thrive team to get a holistic view or snapshot of each veteran in their current health.
In many respects, we see ourselves as force multipliers, where we can take 12 specialists and have them evaluate the veteran in 2.5 days. In any other health system, that might take over a year to have that happen. So we're able to really maximize efficiencies and really get at root cause problems so that veterans aren't languishing in other healthcare environments trying to figure out what is wrong with them. And oftentimes nothing is wrong with them and they just need to hear that.
Mihalik says about 50% of the veterans who go through evaluation are then invited into phase 2 of Thrive, a 3-week intensive outpatient program. In addition to traditional medical treatments and education on TBIs, the UNC specialists use resources like art therapy and equine therapy to help provide veterans different methods to recover. The final phase includes reducing barriers to other treatments or resources, with the Thrive case managers staying in touch over the course of a year. Now in an expanded space, the program aims to increase its evaluation to 4 veterans each week and hopes to build its outpatient cohorts to 12 people. That adds up to evaluating around 200 veterans each year and connecting more than 100 to their outpatient therapy. Kane says while he's proud of the work Thrive does to help veterans suffering from serious TBI cases, he also feels fulfilled when telling those after evaluation that they're healthy and normal.
To be able to sit down with people, spend time with them over those 2.5-3 days, and tell them actually they're fine, they're not broken, is really rewarding. Or to be able to say, listen, you're not really broken. You have this one problem, right? Your vestibular ocular system, your eyes and your ears are giving your brain a confusing message. That's why you're dizzy. We can fix this. This is real.
Those are important messages for veterans to hear. As Mihalik says, there are things people in the military are told or believe that separates them from others. He says whether it's grappling with aging or being removed from routines, their mental health can deteriorate, let alone if they are suffering any effects of TBI. While many veterans are ultimately healthy, many still struggle.
When you look at suicide rates among veterans, there are reports that suggest that as many as 20 commit suicide every day in this nation. You look at annual suicide rates, there's twice as many veterans committing suicide than the general population, and that's only coming out of 5% of the population that's represented by the veteran status. Those are numbers that stand out. And so if this program can remotely put a dent in that, then we will be highly successful.
Kane says his goal, and the program's, is to simply see as many veterans as they can. He encourages anyone with questions to get in touch, and the Thrive program will try to help prevent, quote, the fear of the unknown.
You're not alone, and you're not helpless, you're not hopeless. You can get better and continue to do well, and pun or no pun intended, our goal is to get you to thrive.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.